On. Okay. Everybody ready?
Yes.
All right. Oh no. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Nobody's Saying Hello, where we call up our friends and we say hi. How you doing? Where you at? This show is brought to you in part by your support on Patreon, patreon.com/thenobodies. Who do we have today?
We are so excited to have the one and only punk rock queen of pro wrestling. It is Jamie Senegal, who I truly wished when I was 15 I would grow up to be.
I know.
You like are so much who, like, when I was a kid, I was like, that's who I want to be.
Oh no. No. You know, when I was like 10, you know who I wanted to be? This is disgusting.
Go.
I wanted so badly to live my Freaky Friday fantasy and have bleach blonde hair and a slouch beanie and play guitar in a garage somewhere so bad. This is not, girl. This was an accident, I promise.
Yeah, you kind of failed, huh?
Now you're the video hoe.
And it's so bad because, like, 2 years ago when I had like my bleach blonde hair going and stuff, I was looking in the mirror and I was like, I think I finally achieved it.
Your roommates.
Come here, Chippy.
I'm so sorry. Chip, come here. No,
this
we
is
have
my
a special
tip,
guest.
Tip.
Hey, Chip Chip.
This is my Chip Chip. We went to high school together. She's my best friend on the planet.
Oh. Hi. I'm obsessed with this coffin shelf you have in the back here.
Thank you. I built it myself.
Oh my God.
She's handy too.
Wow. We have so much to talk about and I don't even know where to begin.
I have a question for you. What pronouns are we using for you these days?
She and her, please.
Yes. Okay. I thought you had come out on Twitter, but I didn't know if it was like an official coming out or just like, hey guys, duh.
No, it was, so like, it's been a battle, girl, but like this summer during quarantine, like I finally figured her out and she's taking her time and it's going to take a little time, but she's going to get there. So.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We love
a journey.
I love y'all.
You're my babies, my two fave people ever, I promise.
When did we first meet? I was trying to think of that today.
Probably at a Matter of Pride sometime.
Yeah, matter of a show we don't talk about.
Whatever.
A matter of who? So I think I met you in drag there, but I didn't realize. And then you were like, bitch, we already met. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, it was the one where Ariel and I were arm wrestling or something, maybe. Oh,
such a time. I think it was the day I wrestled Ashton.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm remembering this. Okay. Yes.
Did I meet you then? Because I don't remember meeting
bitch,
you.
I was definitely still drinking then. So who knows? Who knows?
Jamie, you're calling us your babies, but you're a baby. You're like 22. How old are you?
I'm 23.
How long have
imagine
you been
being, imagine being this fabulous at 23.
I know. It's like, it's oh.
like,
I'm really trash, I promise.
When did you start wrestling? You must have been wrestling since you were 15 years old.
I started at 17 and I was a junior in high school. But fun fact, so Cesaro and oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
Sheamus?
No. Oh my God. What? Okay, my phone just gave me a low battery gimmick, but can I please have a, yeah. So, oh my
God. Did
gosh.
You say a low battery gimmick?
Yes.
I'm such a disgusting, carny, trash wrestler.
We'd have it no other way.
Gimmicks and hot dogs and handshakes all day, please. And Chris Hero lived down the street from me. And when I was in fourth grade, I would go to a ring that was 5 minutes away from me. And Chris Hero would slam me around in the ring. I've seen him a million times, never told him that story, but like one day he'll hear it through the grapevine.
Oh my God. Wow,
that's nuts. Wait, so what, how did you, what, like what, wrestling, where did it come from for you? How did that become the thing?
Well, the first match I ever saw was Trish and Lita in the main event of Raw. But I just knew when I saw the girls, when I saw the divas, I was like, this is my thing. I became obsessed, and randomly, just by coincidence, one of my dad's best friends was an indie wrestler named Doc Johnny Wildside. And he's in like the PA Indie Wrestling Hall of Fames and all that, because him and Nurse Vanessa Feelgood back in the day used to kill it, and they were known all throughout. And he introduced me to my trainer when I was 17, and then here, cue Elvira, here I am.
What was training like for you?
I had to earn being in a wrestling ring. So the first like 4 months was in a 30-degree barn made of stone on cement with just a little like 5x7 amateur blue wrestling pad, and just taking arm drags and power bombs.
Second barn story we've heard in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, a lot of like people learn how to wrestle in just barns, huh?
Because wrestlers are just trashy farm people. We have nothing to offer except for just trashy farm and barn stories.
I feel like we talked about this in one of the interviews I did with you. I don't even remember which one, but like, what were you like, you were out at that time, were you made to feel different? How was like being a queer person as in training?
When I was training, it was really good, and everyone knew, and everyone just kind of saw me as the wide-eyed, bushy-tailed kid that just wanted to have a better, I said it, I'll never forget it. I told everybody in class I wanted to have a better missile dropkick than Booker T, because I thought he had the best dropkick. So everybody just thought of me as that kid that just wanted to be as good as Booker T. So everyone treated me like just a young, hungry kid ready to wrestle.
That's so cute. You don't, it's like, I just feel like I hear so many horror stories, and that's just like such a nice.
Yeah, no, they were all honestly like, training was rough, but like, it was just really hard. I wasn't much of an athlete, and then I started to realize I was an athlete, and that's when I realized I could wrestle. But no, the people that I trained with, it was such a good group of people that honestly just looked entirely past everything. And
aww.
I literally still talk to all of them.
Hmm.
Family.
I guess I wonder, because like one of the questions that I feel like I've been asking all of like everyone we've had on our show is like, you know, how do you understand your wrestling persona? And like, what is their origin story, and like, what is like, where do they come from, and what's their motivation? But for you, it's just like, you are Jamie, like, you're just you. There is,
I feel
no,
like we're witnessing like, it as we speak.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird though, because not a, you know, I'm Canadian. Let me drag myself for a second. There was a lot of in between there. Like, I've always had this personality. This is just always, as long as I've been wrestling, this is who I've been. But like, there was a long time where I would wear full faces of makeup outside of wrestling, but I didn't think I could be who I am outside of wrestling in wrestling. So I would kind of, and not by peer pressure or anything, just by not understanding that I could, like, it just didn't click in my head. And it was a subtle change. And then it became like, okay, well, maybe I'll just introduce face makeup and just like having slight contour, a little bit of foundation, like, you know, nothing more than what The Miz would have. And then it just built up into the monster that I am today.
Do you think of the Jamie wrestling character as different from yourself in any way?
No.
I didn't think so.
I really don't. I really don't, because when I tell you I live and breathe wrestling, I live and breathe. I was like in fourth grade and constantly, I literally still have the first two wrestling figures I ever got in my life, and I just put them up there on this shelf right there. I literally had those figures. I would go outside every day on my trampoline, on the grass, wrestle the Invisible Man. I would be in gym class and we'd all be playing football and I'd be getting through the invisible ropes and wrestling in the middle of the field by myself. I was that kid.
Oh my God.
So I just kind of, it just happened.
Who's your favorite wrestlers of all time?
My favorite wrestlers of all time are Ashley Massaro. She's an angel. Rest in peace. I love her so much. I really, really, really would like, I don't know if it's weird or not, but I really would like to bring flowers to her memorial or to her gravestone and pay my respects because I love her so much. I could go on for hours, but
why would that be weird? You should do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. It's scary.
Oh no. That's like that. I mean, I think that's like one of the sad parts about wrestling is that like it is so looked down upon as an art form that like the heroes in the industry don't like become heroes in the real world in some way.
Right? So like Britney can openly speak all the time about how she loves Madonna and how she loved her so much her entire career. But then when you openly say that like Ashley Massaro was your favorite, you're called a mark and not taken seriously. I never understood that ever. But so I would like to do that. And then my other faves, always Melina, one of the greatest. The greatest.
You wrestled her too, right?
I did. And she beat my ass.
You wrestled her with her moveset, right?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, the fuck I did. Oh my God.
I love it.
Can I swear?
Yeah, you can
yeah you're fine.
You
you're fine.
JJ's
about to be on raid. You see him?
Hi, baby.
JJ.
Hi.
He was about to grab something from my bedside table.
I love
her. But it's true what they say. Moms have eyes in the back of their heads.
I believed it ever since Halloween Town.
Oh. I'm just enamored with you. What do you, this doesn't matter.
What were you going to ask that you decided didn't matter?
I was like, what do you know about drag?
Well, Jamie's like a real drag fan.
I know.
Like most wrestlers.
I mean, like, I love drag, but I'm also like that cliche person that like only loves the like super famous people. It's not because I've ever, like, I don't want to. I just get really distracted and like my mind. One week I'll be super into drag and I'll try to find out as much as I can. And then the next week I'm trying to figure out how to put a car together. So my faves are Trixie and Katya, but I did date a local drag person named Hexa. I love her. I've noticed that a bunch of wrestling people are starting to follow her. And that makes me excited because she's one of the baddest bitches. And
what's her name?
Her name's Hexa with two X's. Hmm. And she was in Cosmopolitan when they did Drag Race in LA as one of the best dressed. So like,
oh, cute.
So I'm like, period for her. Cause oh, I love her. And I love drag. Fuck everybody. Let's fucking do everything we want. Like,
have you ever done like a drag number? You've never, I mean, that's like kind of not what you do, but like, have you ever tried it?
Yeah. In my mirrors, always.
It's, you should just come funny. Out to a lip sync. Just come out to a lip sync and then flip and just.
So I did, I guess, yes, because and when I did Dojo Wars for like 2 years, we never were allowed to come out to music. So I would always come out and yell hi. So then eventually shows, these shitty shows I was working in the beginning of my career would always mess up my entrance music. My entrance music was Thunderkiss 65 by White Zombie. How hard is that to mess the fuck up? But every time they messed it up. So I would be like, you know what? Why don't you just not? And I will literally sing it. So every time I would just go out and yell with no music off the top of my lungs and sing my theme song.
Oh my God. Now that's punk.
Yes.
What, like, I remember talking to you, and I'd imagine this is like true of a lot of LGBT wrestlers, but like for you especially, because you've been a more gender fluid person, like you had talked to me about like fans or other wrestlers like coming on to you as like a fairly common occurrence, ones that consider themselves straight.
Yes.
What do you think that is about? What is that like for you?
So I genuinely don't think it's because I'm pretty or anything. I really don't. I genuinely think it's because my personality, have you ever seen the movie Aquamarine with Sarah Paxton?
No. I know what you're talking about though.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like a
mermaid movie, right?
Mermaid movie from 2006 with Emma Roberts and JoJo and Sarah Paxton. Like, it's such a kid movie.
JoJo.
But Sarah Paxton's character had such a just know everything in a positive way, not like a know-it-all piece of shit way. And everybody would just be like, you're so sure of yourself. And that always resonated with me because I feel like everybody just thinks I'm so sure of myself and that I just exude this confidence and people are attracted to that.
Mm.
I could see that.
Do you find that because I can imagine some of that unwanted attention would be unpleasant, but you seem to thrive off of it.
I hated it so much in the beginning. I would complain for hours, but then you know what? Girl, there's so many people praying that they could just get a single match with one attractive person on Tinder. I'll take the attention. I can't, yes, it's so aggy. It's so annoying. It really does get deep sometimes, but please, let's just take a second and really think that we got weirdos hitting us up because we're cute.
Embrace the chasers, I guess.
You have to.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
They're the people that spend the money on you.
That's true.
True.
Accident report, do you have chasers?
No.
You don't?
No.
No one's ever messaged you.
Not I'm not in drag ever. They're
like
not,
a show. Yeah, but I'll everybody crushes on you.
I'll slide in.
No, it really, no. The answer is no. I'm sorry.
That's crazy. Well, maybe after this you will.
Oh,
yeah, I'll
do not slide into Action Report's DMs. Don't.
Unless you got a job for me, not.
Yeah.
I think probably for a lot of wrestling fans, you are their first sort of non-binary, gender fluid, gender queer person. Have fans treated you a certain way because of that? Have they, I've talked to Still Life recently and they were telling me that as a non-binary person who's just in the public, they have kids coming out to them all the time. Was that your experience?
Yeah. A lot of people, I had those people, at the time when I was a kid, it was Jeffrey and Daniel Hilton. And I've luckily became friends with Daniel, but they were my two people when I was a kid that it was oh my gosh, I can be me and be unapologetic. And I wanted to be that and just be able to make people who don't really know feel like they know now, the same way I felt. And I got to tell you, honestly, it happened within less than a year of wrestling. Everyone started a lot of people. I have videos of people hitting the ropes in their dojos saying, you finally give me the strength. I've never been able to know I want to do this now. And honestly, a lot of the younger talent that are just starting or have been in a year or so really do come up to me and say they watched me and my peers who were in the same group of being in at the same time. They've all watched our stuff and they've idolized us. And that's crazy. That's so crazy. But yeah, a lot of fans, wrestlers, they all come to us for that advice. And I love it, but it's overwhelming too, because it is a lot, because I really am a train wreck and I don't feel like I'm ever in any position to ever give advice ever.
It is weird in general how wrestling fans these are not people you want to idolize for the most part.
Yeah.
They seem to not get that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrestling is wild. And I think I have a decent head on my shoulders, but I just have so much that I try to fight on the daily, going to therapy, fighting bipolar and stuff like that, that stuff just takes a toll on me. And I'm like, girl, sometimes I just have to take a rest from it and just ignore my messages and I don't have the time to answer.
Mm-hmm. I think you do have a good head on your shoulders.
She gets into a good amount of trouble. Let's say that.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever met somebody, well, not ever, but I mean, somebody your age that's so motivated and has like a particular direction that they're going in.
I only have one direction and that's up, baby.
I thought you were gonna say only one direction, and that's Harry Styles or something.
Well, I mean, period, that too. I have one direction, and that's the adventures of One Direction.
What has it been like? Because I another thing that I feel like the wrestling world is, you know, I feel like they're getting a hold of gay. Like, they get gay now. They're like, okay, yes, you're gay, that's fine. But anything beyond gay that's like sort of more gender fluid, gender queer, gender fuck, that can really blow a lot of wrestling fans' mind. What has it been like for you, like, having a sort of gender journey that's changed over time and in the public eye?
Honestly, I really have not received any hate at all. I'm someone who's very lenient. Like, I totally understand if you've been a fan of me for a long time, back to when my pronouns were he, to when they were they, whatever. I understand if it's kind of hard for you to be able to just, you can't just switch on a dime, and, you know, but it's been interesting because there's a lot of support in places I would never expect it. Cause like all wrestlers, we always make the jokes that most wrestling fans are like 700 pounds and like don't give a fuck and they're all redneck hillbillies. But honestly, this new generation of wrestling fans are such a forward moving group of people, and that is kind of, I feel like, almost making the older wrestling fans want to move forward too, because they're seeing such a positive reaction. Like, if anybody, if Effie, if Devon, if Sunny, if any of us come out and everyone stands up, everyone, you've never seen that. It's new, and it's way deeper at this point than just somebody who's not supposed to wear fishnets wearing fishnets. We've now started to out wrestle everybody, so you can't deny what we're doing. And there's just honestly love. The haters get jumped real quick, vocally, verbally, not
they wish,
but like physically too.
I do like think it's time for like a roving gang of queers to just start beating up the homophobes in the, like, shooting on the homophobes.
It was supposed to happen. I really wish it would have.
It was supposed to happen.
2018 was our time, and she just flopped.
Berica can't even contain herself right now. You're just like, every single thing you say, she's losing her mind.
I purposely like did not really prepare because I knew it was kind of going to be like this anyway. I was like, this is just going to be Jamie's show, like, for an hour. What are your goals for after, you know, after we're able to get back to it? Like,
So I've taken a lot of time to kind of re-evaluate everything I've done and where I want to be at. And as soon as wrestling is coming up again, just hounding, I want to get everywhere I can. And I want to build up as much name as I can, because I think it's time for me to shoot for the stars in wrestling, but make the stars the universe and expand everywhere. I want to be a real estate agent, and I want to be able to have wrestling fans. Sorry, wrestling fans, but I want to be able to have people who follow me, wrestling fans, notice that, help me expand that stuff. And I have this following and I want to take it farther. I want an alcohol line. There's clothing line, makeup. I want so much, and I want to take it as high as I can through wrestling and expand.
It's like a weird time because I feel like wrestling characters on TV are having such like an impossible time breaking out. But then you have people like Danhausen and Effie and Warhorse and you who are like, we got this. Like, yes, you, bitch.
Not me, because I'm literally 800 followers away from 10K. And then every single day, I literally every day lose 6 followers and get from like 9,200 to like 9,184 and then it like, or 94, and then it shoots back up to like 99 and then I get to 201 and then back down.
Those are the pods. That happens every time I try to hit a milestone.
It's obnoxious and I'm going to start fighting. So not me.
I think we lost accident report. Are you there?
Hello.
You're frozen. Look at that face.
I can't see. Wait, can I swipe? Oh, now we're on all three. Not me not knowing how to use Zoom, period.
Let me text him.
See. Trippy, do you want like a inhaler?
Well, you can hear me.
I can hear you, but can you hear Chip wheezing?
No.
She's allergic to my dogs and she sounds like she's breathing through a goddamn
straw. Okay, he's gonna try to come back.
Please come back.
Please come back. There he is.
Please. Are we back? No.
And we're back. And
we're back. I'm back.
And it's still recording.
Oh, it didn't stop? That's great.
No.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's next? So we're shooting for the universe.
It's just like a vague statement. So we're shooting for the universe. Jamie, I feel like I try and get people to talk shit on our podcast and it doesn't work most of the time.
Is that what you're doing?
Sometimes.
I'll talk shit because I can fight.
Yeah.
Who do you want to talk shit about?
Yeah, let's talk shit about someone. Who are you mad at?
Everyone.
Get into specifics. Who are you mad at?
Let me think. Okay, here's the thing. Start listing names because I don't have beef with anybody because I'm pretty. Like, I can't be bothered. Yeah, play with my makeup, honey. Play with my makeup, honey. Is that what you want to do? Is that what you want to do? You want to play with my fucking makeup?
This is your OnlyFans. You want to play with my makeup?
Oh my god, I feel like the two of you are about to
my makeup?
We're literally putting we're using like silicone balls and putting it on each other's face. You want to put on this fucking makeup? Is that what you want?
You want this makeup?
You want this makeup on your fucking
face? Shut the
face?
Fuck up and let me apply this lipstick.
That's for...
We just, Oh, did you freeze again?
No, I'm here.
You were just holding the
I just was holding my face because you guys make me anxious doing your weird like cock destroyers impression.
Oh my god. Ow? We should do a makeup video.
Oh.
Oh, I got someone I'll talk shit on. Okay. Jack motherfucking Jarrett.
Go off.
Bitch, in 2016, I was at WrestleCade and I was wearing makeup and I was at Maria Manic's table because I wasn't like...
I love Maria Manic.
A queen, a legend.
She's
a queen
my mother.
The best.
She gave me an eyelash after a match.
I'll talk shit on her too. You know what?
Okay. Yes.
Today's the 21st and I specifically told her to be at my house on the 21st today. She was supposed to sleep over. Where is she? Wait, yesterday was the 21st. Yeah, well, you know.
Where is she, though?
Where is she?
Well, where was she last night?
She doesn't seem like the most reliable person in the world.
You never mentioned Maria.
I never mentioned Maria, but she was supposed to. But I also knew you weren't going to.
Maria, what's up with Jeff Jarrett? 2016?
Yeah, wait. We were in the middle of...
I was wearing makeup and he was like weird about it. And like he had someone come over to the table and like tell me that I had to leave. So I went and I told everyone in the convention. I told Terry Runnels. I told everybody about it. And I wasn't leaving. So I could not be bothered. But like it really isn't that big of a deal because I like posted it on Facebook and everyone knew because I told everyone. But like,
why would you have to leave? For wearing
girl,
makeup.
I don't know. We were in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You know,
everybody wears makeup in wrestling. Oh, there's JJ.
Hi, baby. But I have no beef with him now because I'm pretty and he's stinky. So
I feel like I'm on a call with the two most chaotic. Like, if you got Emmy Great in here, the world would just start imploding.
Should I give her the
Zoom
information?
No, I can't. I can't handle that much chaos at once.
Oh my god. Our chaotic family.
Yeah, for real. Jamie, tell us about your favorite makeup products.
Oh, yeah.
Literally right now.
What is this lip that you're wearing right now?
This lip is everything.
Yeah, that's a good red.
It's literally everything. Like, I mixed like 9 different things.
Fair.
Not my perfume.
Oh my god, Brady.
So, okay,
favorite makeup products.
Okay, so honestly, Chippy is playing with my makeup right now because I use different makeup than her, but I've been starting to use. I went with Sue Young to CVS and Walgreens, and we found this. It's just Milani, but like Milani, it's 2-in-1. And honestly, she's good. I love her.
I heard Milani's pretty good.
Yeah, I really like that like dewy but velvety kind of look. Mm-hmm. And I just love to like think that my skin's made of velvet.
Milani also did a salt and pepper line a few months ago.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I need that. Salt and pepper is my go-to drunken karaoke. Also, Kitten Karma by Fila. I'm such a basic bitch. Like, I really, girl, even when I wear my makeup, I'm just, like, when I wrestle, I'm so big. Hi, baby. Hi, cute.
Now, JJ's, hi, cute. JJ's on the show now.
You guys know this isn't a visual show, right? Like, this is a podcast.
Well, you know what? While we're here, I'm getting weasel right now.
Oh, my God.
We could release this as a video. It would be insane.
And now, even if we don't release the video, look how cute my shirts are.
I really want one of your shirts, Jamie.
I ordered a giant batch. I spent way too much money on t-shirts, and they're coming to my house.
You hear that, listeners? Buy a Jamie t-shirt.
Buy them. I bought 136 t-shirts. Please buy them. I'm literally begging you. I will literally give you money to buy my t-shirts.
No, that's not how that works.
That's not how that works. Look how cute JJ is.
Oh, Weasel's sleeping in his great white shark right now. He can't be bothered. I'm not doing that.
Jamie, when did you start wearing makeup?
I started wearing makeup in like 2013 Actually, this is really terrifying. I still use it every day. Like, you're gonna never talk to me again. This is my bronzer. I got it in 2013. It was the first makeup I ever bought, and I use it every single day, every time I wrestle, every day.
It's the same makeup case.
It's the same literally look.
That is gross, Jamie.
Well, I have makeup that I still use from back then.
Oh my god, doesn't it go bad?
No,
I mean, yes, but like I went bad like 10 years ago, girl.
I guess.
I should have been thrown in the trash when I was born.
Oh my god. I think it's rapid fire time. I can't keep up with you.
Let's do rapid fire.
Oh my god, I'm literally terrified.
Okay, JJ, do you tell her? Okay, rapid fire. These are one. You want to play rapid fire, JJ? He's like ready for cuddle time. Okay. Rapid fire. One word answers if you can as quick as you can.
But JJ's... I literally don't shut up. You cannot do that to me.
Okay, try. Ready?
You're going to try your best. It's going to be what it is.
You can do this. I believe in you. I could be your mother.
Yeah, pretty much. Realized. No, like literally, actually.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. If I birthed you, this is your origin story. Lady Berica birthed you when she was 16 years old. That would be the
You
math.
Know what? I have an origin story with Sue Young and Daphne, and I'm just going to add you into it. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
So the story is, like, you know, in the Dope Show music video by Marilyn Manson, when that person's getting pushed on the gurney and he's like twitching.
Yes, oh, I yes, do know the yes, scene yes, very well.
Yes, yes. you know that scene, seriously, it's how I was born.
That's it.
I always say that Sue and Daphne, and we all tell this story the same way, we're getting pushed full speed, twitching on the gurneys, hit each other. When they hit, they scissored, and a bolt of lightning hit, and then I exploded into the sky and was born as a full-grown adult. So we're just going to add you into that now and say that you were also twitching on a gurney and scissored with Sue and Daphne.
That makes perfect sense to me.
It makes complete sense.
Here we are. Okay.
Rapid fire. Quick as you can. Favorite food.
Pizza.
Chicken or egg?
Huh?
Chicken or egg?
Egg.
Scrambled or fried?
Scrambled.
Tea or coffee?
Never mind.
Tea or coffee?
Huh?
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Favorite color?
Red.
Favorite comedy?
50 First Dates.
You are basic. Like, what?
What the fuck?
Like, one word. Favorite drama. I'll answer this for you. This is us.
This phone call.
Favorite wrestler. Oh, you already did that. Favorite lady.
Me.
Oh, favorite baby.
Jackson.
Favorite cat.
Wait, Chippy helped me with that when I cheated. Jackson's my favorite baby, but actually Tayden's my favorite.
Jackson and Tayden. favorite cat.
Salem.
Something you miss. Something you miss.
OJ.
Simpson?
No, my old cat. No.
dream job.
WWE.
Someone you miss.
Chippy. Always.
Favorite drag artist of all time.
I'm trying to think. I just had a whole flash of like 300 people going through my head and I really can't pick. That's a hard one.
Just pick one.
Okay, fine, Trixie.
Fair. You are basic, as we have learned.
Literally pointing at myself the whole time. Strangest thing in your home?
Me.
Good answer.
True or false? The following are true or false questions. Books, true or false?
False.
Magazines?
True.
Wrestling?
Fucking awful. False. Disgusting.
Drag?
True.
The Secret.
Fucking true.
Yes! Oh my god.
Don't ever try me again. My entire life is based off of the law of attraction.
All right.
Headbanging right now because I knew it.
I have a Sarah Sanderson or a fucking Sanderson sisters book that I keep at the bottom of my bookshelf right there. Every night I write my manifestations down.
Here we are.
Here the fuck we are. Fuck the documentary, The Secret. Bitch, talk to me.
She is The Secret. Jamie Senegal, The Secret.
What's The Secret? It's me.
Yes! Okay, I don't need to go any further with this.
Yeah.
I just had the ultimate answer of
Jamie, can you do me a favor and explain The Secret to me? Because I don't get it.
Like the law of attraction?
I think my dog is pooping in the hallway.
No, that's me. That's not your dog.
What is it? Because Berica can't explain it.
Okay, so
I've explained it perfectly, but let's hear it.
Okay, so basically you have to listen to Just Like Magic by Ariana Grande on her new album Positions to find out.
I hate you.
I also think that you have to listen to Magic by Kylie Minogue's new album too.
Period. No, but the law of attraction is actually, I'm very obnoxious and I really like yelling at people about the law of attraction because I want people to live their best life. And 3 weeks ago, I was a little enamored and I went into a Turkey Hill and I literally wrote down my email, my phone number and my Instagram. Gave it to this woman and she told me she lost $100 and I told her to go home, visualize that she found it and tell the universe that she found it and write on a piece of paper, I'm so happy and thankful now that I have $100. And literally I said, call me the next day. She never called me, so fuck that bitch. But like, I know she got that $100.
Yeah, Yeah.
You really are Berica's daughter. This is like weird.
So here is what we need you to do, Axon Report. You need to, after this, write on a piece of paper, I want the job that I want, whatever it is.
No, you say, I have it.
I have the job that I want.
And then close your eyes and visualize exactly what you feel walking in on that first day.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No. Jamie, can you... Wait, I have one more question for
Not
you.
Not a hater.
One more question. I need you to talk about your love of Rocky Horror, because I feel like that tradition is dying in the LGBT world, and it hurts my heart.
My favorite tweet of the year was, you are the Frankenfurter of drag.
I am.
Or I mean of wrestling.
And you know what, too? Anytime I ever hit a Rana, if anyone ever calls it a Frankensteiner, I'm punching them in the face because it's a Frankenfurter.
Yes, yes. It's kind of funny because, like, it seems like Rocky Horror is, like, such a perfect wrestling, like...
It is, but nobody else can do it like me. Look, speaking of, here's my prized possession poster, which is right underneath my Ashley Massaro poster. And right here, top and center in my coffin bookshelf, is a wonderful gift that Throwback Horror Store sent me. It is a plaque of Frankenfurter.
Damn, I love it. When did you how did you fall in love with that movie?
So I think that's where it all began, girl.
I think you need to do a Frankenfurter photo shoot.
All I'm going to say is, in 2 weeks, it's about to go down.
Oh, okay.
Like 1,000,000,000 and 5, 10 trillion percent, it's going down. So just get ready.
I'm speechless and excited. Jamie, tell us where we can find you on the internet.
Don't find me on the internet, please.
We'll put it in the comments.
I'm just going to cancel myself. Please don't find me. Buy my merch, but don't support me. Buy my merch and then actually burn it on video.
All right, we're done here.
I love everything about this. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamie. We love you.
I love y'all.
Bye.